What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just a fine, fine, fine morning here at the Borgata, at the Sportsbook, as we broadcast on Saturday mornings. It's a wonderful day, but we don't know yet whether it will be a wonderful weekend for the Eagles. I'll get to the Phillies clinch. I'll say this about the Phillies clinching last night. What did they clinch? They clinched a playoff spot. But I'll get into that. And we already knew that at least in August. We knew they were going to be in the playoffs. Winning the division will be special. So if they win today, that's a special thing to win the division. And then obviously rounds in the playoffs are special too. But to clinch a division spot, I'll get into that. And Rob Thompson kind of overstated it, but he's just trying to pump up the guys. He's just trying to pump up the guys. But the Eagles really are the big thing right now. They really are. I mean, even though the Phillies, we know, are going to be in the playoffs, the Eagles are the big thing. The next 2 weeks could have a big impact on their season. So as you wake up this morning on this fine Saturday morning, as the Eagles head to New Orleans today to play the Saints, are the Saints as good as they played last week? Well, they played the Cowboys, who suck. Cowboys really do suck. They played the Cowboys, but are they as good as they looked last week? They're better than what many people thought they were. And right now, the Eagles have a challenge. So, you know, the bandwagon has got people ready to jump. And there's so many people that jump on and off the bandwagon. I'm surprised they don't get broken legs jumping on and off. But whatever, the next 2 weeks, Sunday, which is tomorrow, in New Orleans, next week against Tampa. I actually think Tampa could lose this week. I think Eagles fans should hope Tampa wins and then be full of themselves for next week. If they lose, it puts a little more onus for them on next week. But we'll get to next week. But I always thought the Eagles were going to go 1-1 in these next 2 weeks. And if they go 1-1, they're okay. They have to go 1-1, whether it's a win in New Orleans on Sunday. I think they'll play a good game. I don't know if they'll win. I think they'll play well. But I'm so tired of people taking the easy way out with their opinions of the Eagles. They got to fire Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni's a bad head coach. I'm trying to figure this out. When are the players responsible? When do the players take responsibility? Why do the nitwits always blame, and then your nitwits and your dopes, always blame the head coach? Now, in some cases, the head coach can be blamed. And there's some head coaches that suck. There's a list of head coaches, some of them not head coaches anymore. To think that the Eagles almost had Josh McDaniel. Whew. I think he's a coordinator somewhere, but I'm not sure where. He's brutal as a head coach, but another guy that benefited from Tom Brady. And I'm tired of the narrative that Nick Sirianni sucks. Hire Bill Belichick. Belichick, and that's who he is, Bill Belichick, has a losing record without Tom Brady. The Eagles are not going to hire Bill Belichick. Are not. That would be a huge mistake. I don't think the players will respond to him. I think he's not good with personnel. He's not good without Tom Brady. You know, all these things. You look at all these things. But everybody to rip Nick Sirianni is wrong. Hey, there's always decisions made that you could blame on the coach. Oh, he should have kicked the field goal early. It's the first quarter. I don't think the 3 points have any correlation to, well, they would have won the game with those 3 points. The dynamics of the game may have changed. So I don't buy that. The reality is they have to score more than 21 points. That's one thing. The defense has to do a better job against the run. They have to do a better job of rushing the passer. They can't play as soft as tissue paper on that last drive. The only thing that I may have done differently, instead of throwing the pass, and they're trying to win the game, he completes the pass, and it obviously was a good play, and Saquon Barkley took ownership of that. He screwed up. He dropped the ball. And the game's over. They get the first down, and they kneel down, and the game's over for the next two or three plays, whatever it takes to run out the clock. But if they had run the ball, Atlanta would have gotten, then kicked the field goal. I don't go for it on fourth down there because a six-point lead is much different than a three-point lead. And Atlanta would have gotten the ball with probably around 55 seconds to go and would have had to go the length of the field to score a touchdown. So that's the only thing I may have done differently. But you can't blame the coach for the way the defense played. It's not his fault. And they started blaming the coach for the play call. Well, he can change the play call. They talk about it. You're not going to say, no, we're not doing that to Kellen Moore. You've given him the responsibility. And once you start questioning what he does, then it doesn't work. Players need to make plays. It's really that simple. Players need to make plays. Nick Sirianni is, the players respect him. They like him. He's creative. He really is. But people just don't like his emotion, his mannerism. He's cut down the emotion a little bit. But I like people with emotion to a point. I mean, the players celebrate over, like C.J. Gardner-Johnson celebrated over a sack. He didn't get the penalty. He did take his helmet off, which you're not allowed to do. But, you know, they picked the flag up, so he's lucky. You know, jumping around. Hey, listen, you can be excited, but to run around all over the field, whatever. Nobody criticizes the players. And it's okay. I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson's a nice player. It's questionable for Sunday, but I got to believe he's going to play. You can't. It's a big game. He's got to play. I don't know how severe his foot injury is. That's what the Eagles announced. It was a foot injury. So we'll talk about that. I mean, are you ready to jump off the bandwagon? Or are you still on? Because so many people thought, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Now, there's no reason they can't. And if they improve the areas in which they need to improve. Because the NFC, I don't think, well, you look at the teams. I don't know what team jumps out at you. San Francisco lost, and I never thought they were going back to the Super Bowl anyway. Detroit now, it's different when people are coming after you and they know you're a better team and the schedule's tougher. I mean, who jumps out at you? Who jumps out at you that's really good in the NFC? Who jumps out at you? All right, so we'll talk about that today. The other thing, and it's just, I don't know how many people really want to talk about it. The mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, supporting the arena at East Market Street, 10th and Market, is a farce. She didn't support it because it's the right thing to do, because it will be a disaster financially, crime. It's not right for that area. It will not bring business to that area. Hey, listen, if a shopping mall can't bring business to that area that's open 350 days a year, they're probably open on Sunday, they're probably open 365 days a year. So they're open every day. Let's say they're open every day. Did that bring business? No. Two things have failed in that area, shopping. What makes you think an arena will be successful when they'll be dark at least 220 days a year? So why would business come there to have nobody come down there 220 days a year? You know, Wawa had a location a block away, and they bailed out. I think it was less than 2 years. They bailed out because the crime was so bad. They bailed out of the 12th and Market location. It doesn't work. It's not good for Philadelphia. You know who it's good for? It's good for the ownership of the Sixers. It's good for Josh Harris because their own arena increases the value of the team. I guess the good thing is he won't be the owner when it opens because he'll sell. Because once it opens, there'll be all kinds of challenges financially. And for people to think that they're not going to get any city money is ridiculous. They will get city money because they've already kind of put in a clause. If the city gives other projects money, then the Sixers believe they have the right to get money. They can't make it on their own financially. Well, they can make it. They're billionaires, but they're not going to want to make it. But who does it help? It helps the owner of the Sixers, and it helps the mayor. She did it for one big reason. And don't take this the wrong way, because I do like unions. I think unions are important to helping the working class. But she did it to make the unions happy, because without the unions, she would not have been voted in as mayor. She would not have been the mayor of Philadelphia. They got her in, and she assured herself a second term. She's not a year into her first term, and she's now assured herself a second term. Trust me, this will cost the city millions, and anybody that thinks this is a great thing when they've tried projects which haven't worked. I mean, an office building creates stability. And there was a project idea for Jefferson Hospital to have a research building built there. Jefferson has built some really nice buildings. So there's some new buildings down there in that area. And that would be better than anything the Sixers is going to be. Can you imagine the traffic? Imagine the gridlock. It's not built for that. And I feel bad for the people at Chinatown. I really do feel bad. But, you know, it's just they've destroyed one of the few big cultural spots in the United States. So the mayor is just, this is all about her. This is all about her. We're keeping the Sixers in Philadelphia. They weren't going anywhere. Give me a break. Who was going to go to Camden? Really, who was going to Camden? A break. And we'll also today talk, and I'll get into it later, the farce of a contract for Joel Embiid. Like, why? But I'll get into that later. It is a farce. He's got 5 years. Guy's hurt every year. I think he's averaged 54 games a year in his 8 years with Philadelphia, with the Sixers. I think he's averaged 54 games a year, and he's now older. But what this does, we'll see 5 years of flopping on the floor. You know, you may have an opinion about that, too. 215-592, and I'll get deeper into why the Joel Embiid contract is a complete joke. It's a mistake, but whatever. The question today, to win the $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's, where you can come and see the Brandon Graham show on Monday nights. Last week it was Tuesday, but the Eagles have no other Monday night games this year. So now all the shows every week, even during the bye week, from what I understand, The Brandon Graham show will be at Chickies and Pete's. And there's what, 5,000 Chickies and Pete's in the area? So you can go to any one of them. But whatever. Here's the question. Pretty simple. Kind of using a couple things for this question. The worst contract in Philadelphia sports history. The worst contract that a team signed a player. It seemed signed anybody. If you want to take an executive, you can do that. Worst contract signed in Philadelphia. Mark Lawrence will join us at approximately 9:40 to take a look at the college and pro football, see what he thinks about the Eagles. We both thought the Eagles last week was going to be a tough game. I thought it was going to be a tough. I thought they'd win, but I thought it was going to be a really close game. I don't think they're that bad, but there's a tendency to take those kind of teams for granted after they played an awful game the week before. I actually think Atlanta might win this week. Do they play Kansas City? I think they play Kansas City on Sunday night. I actually think they might win this week. I know it sounds crazy, but we'll see what Mark Lawrence thinks. But that's the question. You got it. Let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. It's a simple number. You know it. You love it. You have it. And you can deal with it. You know what? I can't do it. I can't do it to myself. Well, he's got a flight to catch anyway. You know what? I'll do it. I hate to do this to people. We start off with a dope, and that would be Cowboy Moron Jim.
Tobias Harris, I win. Can you drop it off today on the flight? Just drop it off.
You know what? I need you to carry my bags today. Right. When I get on the plane, I need you to be there to carry my bags because
I won't be
you
there
are
today.
such a leper.
I won't be
fraud.
There today.
You won't be there today?
No, just drop off the prize to Deborah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I can't make
you,
it.
I need you to carry my bags.
Yeah, you also need your bag of mixed nuts, too, but you're not going to get it.
I need my what?
Your bag of mixed nuts.
Yeah, right. Well, you're one of them. and then, you know, my G2, my Gatorade Zero.
I'll be there for Tampa.
I can't believe you're not going for this one.
I can't. Well, I don't have 45 years of flying.
Oh, that's right. You're not on the... You're not on the priority list. Shocking that you're not on the priority list.
And
what do you have to say today? What do you have to say today?
Don't forget the muffin. Okay, don't forget the muffins either.
They're already taken care of. I already got them.
Okay. I take care of a lot of people.
The best muffins in America here at the Borgata. All right, so here's the deal. The Cowboys got their ass kicked last week. And it was such an ass kicking. It was a joke. It was a joke at home. At
Howard,
home, they
calm
got their
down.
Ass kicked.
Calm down.
They're going to lose again this week at home.
Calm down. In the last few years, in the beginning of the season, Cowboys always, somebody always beats them up. Somebody always runs over them.
You know it's beautiful for Cowboys losers. It's beautiful. There's always an excuse. There's always a reason. It's not that they're not
Prescott.
A good team. It's never that they're not a good team. There's always a reason.
Dak Prescott, listen. Dak Prescott is 12-1.
$60 million of wasted money.
He's 12-1 after games like that. And hey, you know as well as I do.
I always go to the playoff record. He's 2-5, and the only two games he won were wild card games.
Can you just let me finish what I was going to tell
you? No, because you suck, but go ahead.
All right. Look, the NFL has changed, and you know this. You've been following it since helmets were leather, okay? The preseason now is September. September is when teams are trying to figure themselves out. Because the superstars didn't play in August. They're playing now. They're trying to get... Everyone's trying to get the feel for things.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to lose. First of all, losing is one thing, but losing a game the way they lost when they got just smoked is a disgrace.
It's the second game of the season. It's the second game. You lost to Kirk Cousins.
Always an excuse.
You lost to Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons at home.
I tell you what, I think Atlanta's going to win on Sunday night against Kansas City. Don't ask me why, but I think they're going to win.
Yeah, but what makes? But Howard, you're telling me you're picking the Eagles to win it, and isn't Vegas saying like 2.5? I mean,
no,
what
no,
is
I'm,
it that
I'm
they
saying
see?
I think it's going to be a close game. I don't know if they're going to win. I
but
think they'll play
you,
much harder.
I mean, do you
hey,
think
listen,
people
you
like,
know what? You're no use to me today because I expected you to carry my bags, and now, you know, there's nobody, there's everybody else that will be on that plane that works for American are actually fine people. I wouldn't ask them to do that. I wouldn't ask the people at Atlantic Aviation to do that either. I wouldn't ask any of those people. You're the loser that I would ask to do that.
Well, I'll take care of that next week in Tampa.
Oh, gee,
okay?
Thanks. All right.
I'll
hey,
be there.
Beat it. Get out of here. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll be back. And I do want to get Rob Thompson. Actually, I want to get more on the arena. Jason Kelce buried the new arena. Buried. Just out of the clear blue. Who would have expected him to bury it? Buried it. I mean, there's a lot of people that bury it. Anybody that knows what that area is like knows it won't work. It's just, you know, all these people that live downtown that can walk to a game. You're not the majority, and people aren't taking. Can you imagine people from the suburbs trying to take public transportation? Take 2 hours to get home? And who knows whether the trains would run on schedule, whatever. But I'll get into that. And I get Rob Thompson. Pep talk last night to the boys. Oh, it was so wonderful. And I like Rob, but, you know, it's. Does anybody think a clinch of a playoff spot's a big deal? Wasn't it a foregone conclusion? We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Howard Eskin. The time is 8:21. 94. It is WIP. I am Howard Eskin. We are at the Borgata at the Sportsbook here at the Borgata, as we are on Saturday mornings. You know what? Didn't hear from him last week, but he calls every show, every day, because he's trying to keep himself in the mix, and that would be Chuck, certainly from Mount Airy. Chuck, what's happening?
Yo, Howard, you say the stupidest things out of your mouth. You know that? The show I really do call and I come from is the afternoon show. You know that. You know what I mean? But you know.
Oh,
is that,
you don't call middays?
Every once in a while. You know, every once in a while. You know what I mean? You know,
so I guess it's O.G. Wade that calls every show. And he doesn't call the morning show. He calls middays and afternoon.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty, right? This Sixers Stadium thing is a genius move. You know what I mean? Chinatown's a sewer hole anyway. And, you know, they don't offer anything but nasty.
See, and that's
food.
Chuck, stop.
You know what I mean?
That's so disrespectful. You can go to so many cities and find old spots in those cities that are really jewels of that city, are really part of the culture of that city. To say it's old is good because it's established something. Your disrespect for Chinatown is an insult. Is an insult to Philadelphia, and it's an insult to the people of Chinatown. So you bitch better, and I'm going to defend them in this case because of you, because you're an idiot. All right, that arena will be dark at least 220 days a year. What business is going to? You know what's going to bring to Philadelphia? It's going to cost Philadelphia tax dollars. Forget the Sixers aren't paying everything. To say $1.5 billion to build it, by the time it gets done, it's going to be $2 billion. And I've talked to people that do build arenas and stadiums around the world. It's going to cost $2 billion. That's another point.
Yeah.
It's going to create such gridlock. It's going to create problems for the people of that area. It's going to bring more crime. It's a joke.
Come on with the crime thing, man.
Chuck, what is wrong? Chuck, who does it help? Chuck, hey, moron, I got a question for you. Who does that arena help?
You always talk about crime, okay? It's crime everywhere.
Wait a minute. Okay. Who does the arena help? Who does the arena? Chuck, if you don't answer my question, I'm moving on. Who does the arena help?
The arena helps everybody because it creates jobs, okay?
Wait a minute. There's two, wait a minute. Create what jobs does it create, Chuck? What jobs does it create?
It shops the whole stadium in the middle of the city, man. You know
okay.
I mean?
And, you know, so the people that work at Wells Fargo, when you have the same event, it's no more jobs. It's just moving the dates to another location. So the people that worked at Wells Fargo on Sixers nights may or may not work there, but it's just moving the from one place to the other. It's not union jobs. The union's going to get plenty of work. There's so much construction going on in Philadelphia. They will have plenty of work. And what would have been better there is that building that Jefferson, that Comcast and Jefferson were talking about, which would be a medical research building, and it would fit into the area. And there's things going on every big shop. You have no clue.
The fact
Chuck,
of the matter is,
you've got 35 seconds, Chuck. You've got 35 seconds.
The Sixers don't even want you down there, and Jason Kelsey's not even from Philadelphia. He's a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, so he's a panderer. Nobody cares what he has to say. He's not even living in Philadelphia. So what does he care that the Sixers move down there? I'm from Philadelphia, and I'm glad that they're keeping the Sixers in Philadelphia. If they would have moved to Camden,
15 seconds.
It would have been a shame if they moved to Camden. And it's a shame that you're sitting up here grabbing them, wanting them to move to Camden.
10 seconds.
Instead of them stand in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? You're crazy. The mayor made a great decision.
5 seconds.
In Philadelphia. You know what I mean? And I'll hang up on myself.
No, I'll hang up on you right there. How's that? Okay. Jason Kelsey is a resident of this area. How many people do you think actually live in Philadelphia that go to the games? Most of the people are from the surrounding areas. So to say that is asinine, stupid, and foolish. All right? People, Sixers season ticket holders, aren't going to want to go through that gridlock and drive in downtown. And they certainly aren't taking public transportation. You have no clue, Chuck. You are ignorant, you're a moron, and you are a dope. And I'm on the record with that. Sean, you're on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Howard, call me foolish, too, because Jason Kelsey lives in Delaware County. Is it completely
I think
different
it's
culture?
Montgomery. I think it's Montgomery County, but whatever. It's just, but he's not.
He lives in Havertown.
Okay, but he's from the area now. He's now established residency in this area. And he has for
from
years.
The area, actually living here is a different story.
He lives
I've worked
here.
Downtown for 30. Oh, listen,
he
I've
lives
worked downtown
here.
30 years.
I can't.
Town is not Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. So people that live in Clifton Heights, is that close to Philadelphia, Clifton Heights? It's close to Philadelphia. It's 15 minutes outside.
They have a whole different. Listen, they have a whole.
So they're not Philadelphians. They're
not
from Philadelphia.
It's not Philadelphia, though.
All right. We can't continue this discussion. When you don't consider people from the surrounding areas from Philadelphia, that's just foolish. That is just foolish. You got to be kidding me. Terry, you're on WIP from media. Hey, Terry, you're not from Philadelphia. You're from media. So it's not considered this area, according to the other two callers. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm sorry. Hey, it's not like father like son. It's always never had a bad day. You can't ask your son that question.
Okay.
But I was going to talk about the arena, but I guarantee you that Chuck's so off base. Howard, I'm going down there tonight for a concert. You know, we're going to hit an Italian restaurant in South Philly, head into there.
You're going to the Wells Fargo Center. Is that where you're going?
Correct. For you.
Yeah. And that's where it should be.
Yeah.
It should be there.
Howard, I was going down there when the vet and you only had Chickies and Pete's was a day of pay. You used to go to the Palladium.
Yeah,
remember
right.
Remember those days.
Yeah, the Palladium's still there. Palladium's still there.
And as far as that location, Disney couldn't make it there. That big hole in the wall at what, 10th and Market?
Yeah, it's going to be a joke. Here's why they selected 10th and Market, because I don't know if it's a hedge fund company, but whatever the ownership is of the now the Fashion District, they're bankrupt, so they've got an extension, I guess, on their note. So they sold the property for a song to the Sixers, and they couldn't get any other property for what I mean. And then I believe, and I'm not sure of this, so I'm just that there's still tax credits left on that property that transfer over to anybody that buys the property. So there's benefits to being there for them, for the Sixers,
sure, they buy the tax.
Not for anybody else. Not for anybody else.
Totally agree with you. You know, when, once again, if Disney can't make it, who's going to pull it off down there? But, hey, listen, it's not going to be
It's a joke. You know what? I'm going to get all these people, and obviously you're in Delaware County, and I live in Delaware County, and I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia, but it was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So now I'm not a Philadelphian because I live in Delaware County. You know, I got a text message from a friend from Delco Steaks. I guess they're not Philadelphians. You know, it's Delaware County. It's a joke. It's a joke to say you're not.
Well, if they took Houston and said you had to live in Houston proper, okay, that wouldn't be the fourth largest city. We still would be. So come on, Delaware County is. You know, I live close by to you.
Okay, so here's a bigger question. Did you go to many Sixers games?
Occasionally, no. Phil.
Okay. Do you have any desire with a new arena to go there and go through the gridlock and the?
Doesn't entice me. I really don't want to go down to Center City.
No, I mean, why would you want to go? And then the parking lots, you probably have to walk 10 to 15 minutes. And think about this. The Sixers, they're paying it for themselves. Sixers season ticket holders, get ready.
Yeah.
Your season tickets, and they go up every year anyway, will go up the price of your tickets will go up every year.
Do you think if they put the Phillies, when they went to build that, if they had done that at the old Bolton building at 30th Street. Do you think that would have worked? Do you think that would have brought people in?
No, there was issues with 30th Street, and the infrastructure there doesn't support it either. But at least there's a transit system. See, when people say, well, there's other teams that play in the city. Madison Square Garden, they've had the best public transit. They have the best public transit system in the country.
Mm-hmm.
In the country. And it's been there 50 years. So it's a staple. The Boston Garden. Even though there's a new one, it's still the same spot. The public transportation has been set up for years. They've been there for 50 years. It doesn't. They're moving. They're putting a square peg in a round hole. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit.
I agree with you. And the money grab is there. They're going to be going. This is like this guy up in Buffalo. You know,
it's a joke.
Hold them hostage. We're going
to
move them.
It's
okay, they're billionaires. You know, time and time again. And why do we got to pay for them to have the value of their franchise and everything increase? Giving somebody a new home.
Hey, listen, I didn't give the other guys an opportunity on the question. The question is the worst contract in Philadelphia sports to qualify for the $50 gift certificate at Chickies and Pete's. And by the way, not all the Chickies and Pete's are in Philadelphia, so they're not Philadelphia, according
to the
morons.
I've been to the one in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium, so not that we need to give Pete a free commercial.
Just
go out and buy another sport coat.
Okay. All right. So who's the worst contract in Philadelphia sports?
Well, he's not going to win, but it'll make you chuckle. Are we still paying Doug Moe?
Doug, no. Doug Moe is actually good, but that's kind of interesting. That was just a bad coaching hire. But, you know, I'll put you in the mix. All right, Terry, have a great day. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. I want to compliment you on something. You've been so right, and you said this years ago, and I am with you 100%. And I don't know why other media types support this guy, because he's a loser, and I'm talking about Joel Embiid. And for them to give him that contract, are they brain dead? The guy's going to continually get hurt, not to mention chokes in big games, complains and whines, which is another loser trait. The man's a loser.
You know what? There's been a brain scan ordered for Daryl Morey to see if he is brain dead, and it hasn't happened yet. They haven't taken
the
brain scan
yet. And I'm shocked that your son is like a big supporter.
Listen, he's drinking the Kool-Aid. He's still drinking the Kool-Aid. What am I going to say? You know, he's got a passion for the Sixers, even though he grew up as a Knicks fan.
I get that. I see what I see, and you see what you see.
He can change. He can change. Yeah, he changed.
Well, can I ask you this one question?
And he's got probably one of the more successful podcasts in the country, so he's living on the rights to Ricky No Name, whatever, Ricky Sanchez. So, that's all right. He's got a passion. But he's wrong, but he kind of realized that the arena situation was not a good idea. I heard him the other day.
It
was not a good
idea. Joel Embiid this question. How does a guy get out of shape that quickly? And what's his diet? Does he have a nutritional thing? I bet he doesn't. He's a Chick-fil-A, and he's eating his junk. And he refuses to have a diet and a workout regimen. Has anybody really pursued that?
See, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if on his nutritional diet, whether it's Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, Wendy's, McDonald's.
Why
I'm not sure which one it is. What's that? Or Burger King?
Why won't he do it? Why won't he do the diet?
Here's a reason. Now you'll get me into it, and I'm going to talk about it more.
Sure.
The biggest mistake for the contract is he's not going to be healthy for 5 years. That's the biggest mistake. All right. Paying him over $60 million a year for 5 years is a joke.
Yeah.
But it creates, he's lazy. He's very talented. And don't misread that. I understand he's very talented. He's lazy. He's all about himself.
Yep.
When you have that $300 million coming to you, what motivation does he have to get better? And I don't want to hear about championships.
Win. He really does.
But he won a gold medal, and he didn't even play that much. So it doesn't create – at the end of the year, he has an option, player option, to leave. So what? Where's he going? He wants to stay in Philadelphia because he loves the comfort level. The Sixers let him do whatever he wants to do. It's a mistake. All right, what's the worst contract in Philadelphia sports?
Oh, gosh. How about we go with Carson Wentz?
That's a good one. So I'll put you in the mix. All right, Bob, to win the $50 gift certificate, Chickies and Pete's. Some of them are in Philadelphia, some of them are outside Philadelphia, so I don't know if they're Philadelphia, according to a couple of callers today. You're Philadelphia if you're in the area, all right? I mean, people from Delaware are Delawareans because that state's actually a special state financially, the way they do things. But whatever the case, and Josh Shapiro, I think, is going to help Pennsylvania a lot. But just because you're outside Philadelphia doesn't mean you're not a Philadelphia. It's a joke. 215, I'll get to the calls. Oh, my God. We'll hear what Jason Kelce had to say this week when we come back. And also, at some point in the show, Rob Thompson with his pep talk to the team last night after they clinched a playoff spot. Winning the division, which they could do in today's game. Is that game tonight or this afternoon? I'm not even sure.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay, so this afternoon's game, they could clinch the division. Now, that's special. I agree, that's special. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata. We got more to come. I see somebody up there wants to talk about Sirianni. We're going to get to that as well. Time now is 8:42, and here at the Borgata, so many good things. Now, there's a lot of renovation. I'm not going to call it construction. Renovation going on. This place... always the Borgata, this place being the Borgata, always tries to take it to the next level. And they do that all the time. Now, the action at the Borgata's poker room, always, I'm telling you, it's always packed. Great cards, lucky seats, high hands. But they love it in there. Every player loves it. They open 7 days a week. The excitement, it's here for you. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants. They're all sensational. Exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. Action at Borgata, hotel, casino, and spa. Don't forget about the spa. The spa is excellent as well. Start planning your getaway today. Check it out. Visit theborgata.com for details. It is 94. It is WIP. All right, let me... Jason Kelce went off on the new arena this week. It serves one purpose. The one purpose... It serves two purposes. It puts more money in the pocket of the owner, Josh Harris, who could care less about Philadelphia. And it got the mayor reelected her second term because she took care of the unions. All right, let's hear from Jason Kelce going off on the arena this week.
Where would you prefer it be?
I would prefer it stays in South Philly.
Me too.
Unquestionably. I like
I really hate it. And part of me is like, I have scars from this, from growing up in Cleveland and watching Art Modell try and strong arm the city and then move him to Baltimore. And I just, I really have a strong disdain for the fact that this guy strong armed the city by threatening to move him out of the city. And all of these people that have devoted all of their time, all of their efforts, all of their money, and like a lifetime of fandom towards this team. And now you're going to strong arm people against what the city wants. I really have a hard time being okay with that. I'm not okay with it. I think it's wrong. But that's how I feel.
You know, he also said, and Dan, you might be able to find that, Josh Harris has a team in New Jersey, team in Philadelphia, and a team in Washington. He also ripped him for that because he could care less about Philadelphia. All right, let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken, you're in Cinnaminson, so you're really not a part of Philadelphia, according to a couple of callers.
I'm hoping to make enough money someday to move up to Mount Airy and be like Chuck, you know. So,
you know, hey, listen, I'm not going to disparage Mount Airy. When I was a kid, and I passed by my house about 3 weeks ago, I grew up on Upsall Street, which you probably don't know. Okay, Chuck would know it. And I was near a shopping center, and the car wash is still there. But anyway, it was Mount Airy till I was about 8 years old. So I'm not going to disparage Mount Airy. But that's Philadelphia. But Chuck, or I mean Ken, you are not Philadelphia. Get that straight.
Yes, I appreciate you recognizing that. So I did call to talk about Sirianni because that's what you were talking about. But,
yeah, again, and I appreciate that. I think
the
it's
arena
over
conversation
the
is far more interesting to me, actually, Howard. So I'm glad because I have some really strong feelings on this. You know, first of all, it was never the Sixers were never coming to New Jersey because of the way funding works in New Jersey. That kind of public funding would have to go to a bond initiative in New Jersey that the voters of New Jersey would have to vote on and approve, and there's no way that was ever going to happen.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Tom Murphy, bless his heart, just made things easier for Josh Harris in Philadelphia because, you know, that's what these people are elected to do is make billionaires' lives better. But yeah. when you hear the people spouting and repeating the lies that the billionaires want them to repeat, they're too uninformed to even realize that that's what they're doing. They're carrying water for billionaires. So this notion that it creates all these jobs, look, there's been arenas built all over the country for generations, and the billionaire owners have used the same argument about all the jobs it's going to create, and it never, ever does. This is not a mystery. It never creates the economic improvement that they claim it's going to create.
Correct.
What it does is make the billionaires richer, but it doesn't do anything. Chuck obviously doesn't care about the people who live in Chinatown, but, you know, they are people, and they've lived there for generations, and it's going to make their lives unlivable. Who cares? So we have to displace a few people that have lived in their neighborhood for six generations. As long as Josh Harris makes some more money, hey, you know. And, you know,
it's very good points, Ken, very good points.
And you know, this notion that people are just going to stop driving. The government has been trying to change people's driving habits for generations, and they can't do it. I mean, electric cars still only account for 2% of all new car sales in the country, even though the government's been trying to encourage people to buy electric cars forever. So, and then on top of it, the other thing that I've never heard anybody say yet, it's already dangerous to be a pedestrian or a cyclist in the city of Philadelphia. And now we're going to pump all that more traffic with all the ride shares are going to be coming in there for the pedestrians and the cyclists. The people already are getting run over at you know, record levels in the city of Philadelphia. It's just, they're, to your point, the only person or people it's going to benefit are the billionaire owners of the 76ers. It is going to have no positive effect for anybody who lives in the city of Philadelphia. It's an abomination, and Sherelle Parker should be ashamed of herself.
Yeah, you're correct. All right, you wanted to say something about Sirianni. I know that's why you called.
Well, I agree with everything you said. Look, we spent the whole summer claiming that he does nothing, right? The stupidest question I've ever heard in a press conference in my life, what do you do around here? And you know, now we're going to blame him for losing a game when we spent the whole summer saying he has no say in anything. Like, he might as well drive the bus. You can't have it both ways. He's either the head coach and he's got responsibility for these decisions, or he's just a glorified cheerleader with a headset. But you can't have it both ways.
Well, you know what? We found out that Bill Belichick can't win, and you know, then you hear all this nonsense about Belichick can't win without cheating, so we don't want him. But Ken, I will say this. First of all, do you have the worst contract signing in Philadelphia? Philadelphia sports.
Got to be Taiwan Walker.
He's in the mix for sure. Yeah, it might not be the worst because they only owe him $17.5 million a year for the next 2 years. Ken, I will say this, and I do compliment people. I've heard you on the air before, and you know, maybe 99.9% of the time you make really good points. I can't give you 100% because, you know, you got to strive for 100%. But you make very good points. I will give you credit for that. Good job.
That's a high compliment coming from the king, who I've been listening to since WWDB.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Take care.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. It's King PhD now, too, because now that I have my doctorate, I am a doctor. So I deserve a little respect. Well, I get a little. Maybe that's it. 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson. Oh, he was nice to the players last night after the game. We'll hear him, and we'll get into, and I want to get, well, we've discussed Joel Embiid's contract. It just is, I don't know what gives him incentive now that he's going to get guaranteed $300 million. But we'll get into that. Time now, here at the Borgata, and everywhere on the East Coast is 8:56. It's 94 WIP, hour number two. Hour number two here at, really such a great atmosphere here at the sports book at Borgata. But the Borgata is a great atmosphere. So all about that. All right, I will get to Rob Thompson, but first I want to get to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Good. Hey, Steve, you're from Bristol, so I can't consider you a Philadelphia guy. You know, you live
in
Bristol.
No, I guess not.
According to Chuck, nobody outside 1 foot across the street. For instance, okay, I'll use this as an example, because they're on the border. Channel 6 is in Philadelphia on City Line Avenue. Now, Channel 10 moved. They were across the street. I don't know what that building's going to be, but I've worked at Channel 10. So that was outside Philadelphia. The same thing, WIP used to be at a location in Ballard, which was across the street. So we weren't Philadelphia. I'll use WIP now as an example. We weren't Philadelphia when we had our studios in Ballard Kenwood. We weren't a Philadelphia station. So, according to Chuck, so that's the end of that. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Steve.
Yeah, I was thinking about rather the Embiid situation.
Yep.
I've never been a big fan of his in the first place. It's a mistake.
Oh, it's still, three-year extension. My God, it's $62 million a year. Take a guess how much he's averaged in his 8 years. He's averaged 54 games. So let's say use 55 as a number. Guess how much he makes if he continues that average of 55 games a year, average he makes per game.
Oh, probably about, what, $6.5 million?
No, not $6.5 million.
It seems like it.
Over $1.1 million per game to see him flop around.
Oh, my gosh. That's too much. And, you know, you're wasting money because now Maxey chose to withhold from signing his contract. Now, where's the money going to come from when you want him to sign?
Well, I thought he signed. I saw something yesterday where he signed a contract.
He had
5 years at $200 and some million. Yeah.
Oh, good.
But I like Maxey. I like Maxey because he's a great guy. He listens
he's
to his coach.
Player.
He plays hard, and he plays for his team. Everything that Embiid doesn't do.
Exactly. And I'm gonna disagree with you on one thing today, because you and I usually eye to eye on a lot of subjects.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not on board with the Eagles this year, the way they're starting off and then losing A.J. Brown. I'm really worried about where they're going.
I don't know if it's any one
person's fault. It's just they're not working together like they did a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't know if you're disagreeing with me. I'm not sure yet. So that's a disagreement. I'm not sure. I think they took Atlanta for granted a little bit, and they do have some challenges and some issues. Absolutely. They got to score more than 21 points. Jalen Hurts has to throw for more than 183 yards in a game. I think Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers is an idiot, but he's still probably a decent quarterback. He had close to 183 yards in the first half the other night. You got to generate points, and you do that with passing. Now, I'm not saying that Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback. I think he is, but I think he has to take more shots. And I know defenses are working against him. So I guess they'll figure that out. But, you know, I have some questions about him. I think they'll play a close game on Sunday. I don't know if they'll win, but I think they'll play hard and it'll be close.
Well, you know, when the Eagles did real well a couple years ago, made it to the Super Bowl, even though they lost, they made it. One of their best offenses was their defense. The defense helped their offense so much. And the defense isn't there as much either right now. So I don't know. I'm worried about them. They may do a complete turnaround and kind of start playing like they did in the beginning of the last year.
You know what? I'm concerned. I'll use the word concerned. How's that?
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Steve, the worst contract signing in Philadelphia sports.
It's easy to say Embiid, but it's not. To me, it's a cross between two players. I got Tobias and Trey Turner. I mean,
well, take one.
I'm going to say Tobias Harris
You're not ready to bail on Trey Turner. Trey Turner might be Trey's such a good guy, too. He really is a good guy.
But it
might be a bad contract, yeah. Hey, Steve, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark in West Philadelphia. See, you're from Philadelphia. It's okay. You're okay with Chuck. You're in West Philadelphia.
Take you off the speakerphone here, Howard. Hold on a second. There we go. Okay. You're off. Okay.
There you go.
Yes, that's right. I am from Philly. I was born in Philly. My family's been here since 1899. And, it's not as long as Chinatown. Chinatown's been here since 1870, right?
Wow, yeah. And I really do. I do really feel for those people. I really do.
You know what, Howard?
You know, the next time
Chinatown
I go out to dinner, I'm going to make a promise to myself. The next time I go out to dinner in Philadelphia, I'm going to one of the restaurants in Chinatown. Absolutely. I want to support Chinatown.
Well, that's fantastic. You know what's going on today is the best day to go. It's the Mid-Autumn Festival. It is a blast.
Yeah, well, I got to catch a plane to New Orleans. So I'll have to pass.
Okay. Well, at any rate, we both know that the Sixers were never going to Camden.
That was a farce. That was such a scam. A scam.
And you know what? When Jason Kelce's statement came out and the sports fans started complaining almost immediately. I belong to a group called Sports Fans Against the Arena. We have a petition online at change.org, and the numbers of people that wanted to sign that petition shot up like a rocket when Parker announced, and second when Jason Kelce, you know, came out against the whole thing. It was great to see that the fans who don't want it in Center City are finally coming out of the woodwork. Yeah. So
yeah, it ruins their neighborhood. I mean, it ruins their neighborhood.
For a city that is built on history, right? The birthplace of the nation. They are destroying history. It's terrible. I don't know. I could go on. I agree with just about everything that anybody said. There are so many things that are wrong with it. There's not enough time in the day to mention them all.
You know, crazy. And I don't think they're going to pay property tax because they worked out this phony baloney deal where they'll sell the property or they'll give the property to the city, and then they'll pay a small percentage of rent, but it's much less than the property tax would be, the way I understand it. The whole thing is a scam.
And Parker is a scam. Is touting all the school taxes that are going to be paid by the arena. They're not going to pay school taxes.
Wait a minute. You're moving from one place in the city to another. What's the difference in tax dollars other than the Sixers are going to charge more? It's a phony baloney. It's just the real study has not been acknowledged. There was a Chicago company that had a real study out there that really kind of pointed it out the right way. And that town hall the other night was a complete sham. It was a sham.
Absolutely. The studies that came out of Chicago, the studies that came out of Washington State University, there are urban planners right here at the University of Pennsylvania that are saying how lousy this study was done, that the Sixers are relying on. They got the study done by this company that has a history of supporting arenas.
Well, right? And here's the other thing that I'd like to know. How many Philadelphia politicians, and I think the Sixers have taken care of quite a few, have gotten campaign contributions? It's really kind of, you would think it's kind of a pay. Now, they're donations for their campaigns or whatever, contributions. But it's really kind of a payoff. It's just, they've taken care of, they've written a lot of checks to a lot of politicians. It doesn't go directly to the politicians. It goes to their funding. But nonetheless, that part of it is straight. But, they're taking care of the politicians. It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. None of it.
Coming in over my phone, there's some sort of technical problem.
Well, I can hear you. Who's the
worst? Okay, now I can hear you. Yeah, okay. I can hear you. Okay, what's I'm sorry, but worst? I didn't hear what you just said.
I talked about the campaign contributions that the Sixers
have made. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. It's a revolving door. It's the old revolving door.
A lot of the politicians. Go ahead.
Mark Squilla is just,
he's the worst.
Getting the white envelope.
He's the worst. He's such a phony. Oh, my God, what a phony.
You know what they want people to do? They want people to call City Hall. So if you live in
Philadelphia, what a phony he is. Oh, he's such a phony.
Call City Hall. Call the City Council people.
And they'll all be gone by the time this thing would be finished. All right, what is the worst contract signing in Philadelphia?
I'm thinking Daryl Morey. You said you can do executive,
right? You know what? About $15 million a year. That's actually good for what he does. Yeah, well, at least he's active on social media. I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to hang up on you. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP. Glassboro, you're outside Philadelphia. It's not acceptable.
Isn't that the truth, according to these boneheads, Howard? I was born in Philly. I grew up a little bit in Philly before my parents moved out. I live in South Jersey now. I guess I can't say I'm a Philadelphian, huh?
Yep, you're done. You're done. You're out.
I'm finished.
Don't even talk to Chuck because you're not a Philadelphia guy.
I'll tell you, what a start this morning with that cowboy fraud and
Moron. He's not even going to be on the plane today, so I needed him to carry my bags.
He could have been useful, right?
Yeah, he could have been useful. He's not useful any other time.
God bless you for dealing with these people, Howard. That's all I could say.
At least
we have some voices of reason like the previous caller and Ken.
I'm trying. There are callers that are trying, too.
To piggyback on what Ken was saying and the prior gentleman, it's so true. The only people that benefit in this are the mayor and some of these politicians right now.
Well, the unions, but the unions are going to get work. They get so much work. They're going to have work. I don't know what they're worried about. Always going to have work. The complex ever gets, and it's kind of the same time frame, by the Phillies and Comcast, with that sports complex, they're going to build a whole kind of thing down there. They're going to have plenty of work. Plenty.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. And that's the saddest part. That's such a unique little community like Jason Kelce talked about down there, especially with what's on the plans on the horizon for it. You would think, you know, the city would have done everything they could to keep the Sixers with all of our other sports teams. But she's out for, you know what?
She's no different, I guess, than a lot of politicians. She's out for herself. It's not for the city. She's out for herself. It's sad.
Exactly. Sad. You know, to talk a little more in depth about what the prior gentleman and Ken were saying, some of the Sixers' studies that they put forward for this project are so disingenuous. They claim that the city would get $1.5 billion in tax revenue over the next 30 years. An independent study says that figure is more like $390 million. and that's primarily going to be on player salaries and on concessions and items that are bought by the fans.
How about this? The Sixers players pay city wage tax only 41 days a year. They're 41 games because the playoffs, they're not paid for the playoffs. They get a check if they advance in the playoffs.
Correct.
So they're paid, they're paying city wage tax out of the 365 days a year, 41 days because they work in New Jersey. So they're not even paying their share of city wage tax, yet they're going to build an arena in the city. You know, then build a facility here where the players have to practice here, and they get that, and the city gets that wage tax. The city's not even getting wage tax from these guys.
Correct.
I mean, it's a joke.
Only for the regular season games. It's pathetic. And you know, the study that I'm referring to, one of the other things it said was the biggest benefit to the city would be for the construction of the arena, but that would only be if the contractors and subcontractors were all Philadelphia businesses. Is the city at least going to mandate that the Sixers use Philadelphia businesses to build?
Well, I think they have to. They have to be part to build in this city to have
part
I mean
of the union.
All that. It has to be union workers. Now, I don't know if they live in this city. Matter of fact, I don't think they have to live in the city. But that's not the point. The point, it's just, I'm right. They're not even living. But the unions have plenty of work. They have plenty of work. I mean,
Howard, another crazy thing on this Sixers study. They said that they feel that with the infrastructure that they're going to try to help develop for the subway system, they're going to try to get 40%, only 40% people driving to the city. Now, even if you could only get 40%, the independent study said that would still cause gridlock. And I don't even think that a lot of people don't think the Sixers can even get that figure down to 40% because, like Ken said, everybody's used to driving to the games.
Unless you live in the city. That's exactly right.
You know, exactly. I mean, I'm not going to drive to Patco.
Who's going to go? I mean, it's just we're so used to where it was, and that's where it should be. But they make more money by owning their own arena. So it's all about who does it benefit? The owner of the Sixers and the mayor because she now has her next term already taken care of. Hey, Bill, who is the worst contract in Philadelphia?
I truly think the worst contract was good old Ben Simmons.
Yeah, there's so many.
Five-year, $177 million.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. All right, Bill, have a great day. Have a great weekend. All right. 215-592-9494. I want to get to Rob Thompson, but I'll do that when we come back. I also want to mention Jaromir Jagr. After this season, is finally going to retire. Great, great, great hockey player. 52 years old. He's playing overseas. But he announced that he's going to retire after this year at 52 years old. And I'm going to step out today. Now, if you're going to bet it, just take it easy. I think Temple will win today. They're playing. I do. Might be their only win of the season. I think Temple's football team is going to win today against Utah State. You can think I'm nuts. I might be nuts. All right, I'm just putting that out there. Time now is 9:21. 94, WIP. You know, I can see that. Hey, the Phillies clinched a playoff spot, and Rob Thompson made a point that it's very rare that a Phillies team has been in the playoffs three straight years, but 3 years ago, they added a playoff team, and they wouldn't have made it if they didn't add another playoff. But anyway, hey, I like Rob Thompson. I do. But, you know, it's kind of a little, let's hear from Rob Thompson last night. It's not, today they could win the division, and that's special. All right, go ahead with Rob Thompson.
Before we toast, I just want to tell you that it's awfully difficult to get to this moment, get into the postseason. This is the third time in team history, over 100 years, that a team, a Philly team, has gotten into the postseason 3 years in a row. That's how difficult it is. I wanted to thank all the staff, sports staff, trainers, massage, everybody. You guys do a great job to keep these guys healthy, because without these guys, we don't win. We don't win. I want to thank our coaching staff for the great job that they do. Our front office and John Middleton for allowing them to have this type of roster. It's an incredible roster, filled with not only great athletes, great baseball players, but just great human beings, okay? This is the first step. We can't have a countdown, JT, because we don't know how many games
you have.
Yeah. When you know, I'll ask you, okay? But congrats, this is a huge accomplishment. I love you guys, and this is the first step of many more.
Cheers. Let's go.
All right, that's enough. They toasted a glass of champagne. Well, they'll do it again today. I mean, it's just so many levels. Now, the division is special. Making the playoffs, it was a foregone conclusion a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. But the reality is, Rob, you missed some people. I want to thank the ushers. I want to thank the concession people. I want to thank all the people that work in the stadium. Yeah, the homeless that can't get in. No, I'm only kidding. But I do, the people that work there, work. Sometimes those games can go into the night. So they deserve some credit, too. You miss them, Rob. All right, let's go to Ray. Ray, you're on WIP. Media, Ray. Media, it's not Philadelphia, but you're media.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I do live in media, and I'm from Jersey, so I'm not Philly at all. However,
according to Chuck, you're banned.
I'm so far from Philly, it's crazy. But I'm in my fourth year teaching in Philly, so I have a direct line to Philly and to Philly's future. And so I teach seventh grade students, and I asked them this question about the stadium, and they had a lot of good opinions. And one of them was the cost that it's going to be just to go to a game that we're not like talking about.
Oh,
parking,
my gosh.
And concessions. And it's like one of my students was like, well, that's one thing, but if you add up all these other things, it's going to be impossible to go to games. And we're like, oh. And so she made a really good point, and it was like, as a person who's going to be going to these games down the road, like, I might not want to go, plus the traffic with that 40% marker and all these other unintended costs. And I was like, yep. You have an A now. That's 100%. So
here's the other thing with the cost. The Sixers, by the way, get ready. They raise prices every year anyway, but they're going to raise prices now every year. That's going to try to help pay for this. But they're going to get tax dollars. There's no question they're going to get tax dollars from the city. They hope to get them from the state, but the state's got to split it up. I think there's seven venues that they would have to be split between. So they're going to get tax dollars from somewhere. But the reality is, the parking, and people are still going to drive. The parking, I wouldn't be shocked if it's a minimum of $60 to park for the game. Minimum. You know the concessions are going to be sky high, and I'm sure they're going to try to get their own concession company so they can make more money. So that's going to be high. Think about a family of four right now. It's really sad. Decent seats. A family of four probably costs them, I would say, minimum $800, probably $1,000 a game. Yeah, it's just not affordable anymore to go to basketball in that new arena. You know, and stay at the Wells Fargo. I talked about this for a while. I knew it was a mistake, and most people don't want it. You're not going to drive in, right? Are you going to drive in to go to a game?
No. I mean, I would have to come from school and probably take a bus or.
Oh, yeah.
Except the backwards into Center City.
Good luck getting home. Good luck getting home.
Right? And then go back. I don't even know how I would do it, but I would at least try at some point. But, yeah, our students are not happy about that. And those are the people, you know, in 10 years that are going to be
exactly
the young
right.
fans that are going to be going.
Ray, who's the worst contract signing in Philadelphia?
Between Nnamdi and Chip Kelly, I'd have to go Chip Kelly, just because I think, not players can be replaced, but I think he set you guys back years.
I might have taken the other one, but Nnamdi was, that was terrible. Hey, thanks for the call, Ray. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Paul. You're on WIP. Havertown. You're not in Philadelphia either. You're not a Philadelphian.
Howard, are we referring to a fan, or are we referring to people that pay taxes? Because
no, Chuck doesn't think you're a real Philadelphian. Chuck's an idiot. If you don't live in the city limits. I mean, give me a break. But anyway, you wanted to talk about Dallas Goedert. And I know what you're going to say. Go ahead. Go for it.
Just wondering with the distribution. And, it seems like he's become, I know he got hurt, but he's kind of become a non-factor. And I was just wondering if you have any insight to that why he's not getting used more.
You know what?
I didn't really check it.
I don't know if the coverage is different. I don't know if Jalen's more comfortable going other places. I don't know. I mean, Devontae Smith is a great receiver. Okay, I understand that. A.J. Brown didn't play last week, so you'd think Dallas Goedert would get more than, two catches. And Covey was open, but they're all short plays, so it's not really accomplishing what they need to accomplish. It's something that we'll see how it goes on Sunday, and that's a question that I certainly will ask if either after the game or sometime to Kellen Moore, the coordinator, why Dallas Goedert doesn't get at least more targets.
It's a surprise, but the impact of A.J. Brown not being on that offense, well.
Yeah, but you can't live off of one player. Unless it's a quarterback, you can't say, well, we can't win without A.J. Brown.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I just said the notice. Seeing it Monday night, it was like just they couldn't open.
Yeah. Atlanta's not a bad defense.
How many long
team.
Passes did they have?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they threw deep more than a couple times.
He's got to have more than 183 yards. All right, the worst contract signing in Philadelphia, Paul.
Howard, this is the only one that didn't play one time day. Bynum.
Bynum, how many years did they sign him for?
I think a couple, but he didn't play. He never played. Right. He hurt his.
Right. Bolt. You're right. Bolt. All right, you're in the mix. Thanks, Paul. Let's go. Where we're gonna go? Jackson, you're in Phoenixville, so you're not in Philadelphia. Oh my gosh.
That's right, but Chuck, I pay tax on my beer, man. I pay tax on my parking. I pay taxes on my ticket. What is that guy doing? What is he doing? I mean, I pay taxes when
Chuck's
I get the
idiot.
Second I step in that city,
Chuck
I pay for everything if there's a tax on it.
Chuck has just registered himself as a full-fledged dope.
Full-fledged dope. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Howard. Is there any way that ever any baseball team will ever not open champagne until they actually win the World Series like other sports do?
No. No.
No.
You know, the NFL is not, I don't believe in a locker room the NFL allows any kind of alcohol.
Alcohol, right.
Believe it or not. When they celebrate with champagne, they have to do it outside the locker room, which is,
Well, it's funny.
They're just protecting themselves over guys getting wasted. Yeah.
Yeah, people make the argument that, hockey players go out and have beers, but it's not televised,
and
it's kind of weird that they're riding mechanical bull when they haven't even won the World Series yet and putting beer boxes on their heads. And I don't know.
Division is not a big deal. I mean, making the play, not the division, making the playoffs is not a big deal. You knew that was a foregone conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Phillies just need to, I think they have a strong pitching staff, and a lot of these other teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees, and I know they don't face the Yankees, but a lot of these teams don't have pitching staff.
There's a little bit of leaks in the they're leaking a little bit. But the other thing is, now if Detroit's like teetering in the American League on a playoff spot, now if they make the playoffs, that's a big deal.
Yeah, because they have a great
pitching. I mean, they've turned it around this year. Now, that's a team. That's a big deal. All right. Go ahead.
I don't think that the Eagles the Eagles just need to take care of business and tackle and play football and stop worrying about, their hair and, their media posts. to speak football. Like, what happened to football, Howard?
Well, you got to worry about that. All right, your worst contract signing in Philadelphia, Jackson?
Ilya Brizgalov.
You know what? Brizgalov is a good one. Okay. All right. Thanks for the call and have a great weekend. Now, this is going to be fun for me. Captain Cowboy, what do you want?
King of the buffoons and idiots.
You know what?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm hanging up on you. That's what's going on. How's that? That's all I wanted to do. Just hang up on him. We'll be right back with Mark Lawrence. I got to tell you about the Borgata. I was so happy that I got to just hang up on Captain Cowboy. Here's what's going on at the Borgata. All right, we know about the poker room, always packed, open 7 days a week. The people love it in there. Right now it's packed. It's always packed. The excitement, so many good things here at the Borgata. You'll have fun. It's exciting. The restaurants are award-winning restaurants. They are terrific. Terrific. The bars, live music, all great. Big name entertainment. Spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Don't forget about the spa. That's sensational too. It's great and it doesn't stop there. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. Visit theborgata.com. It is 94, it is WIP, and it is Saturday, which means there's a lot of football. That's why people come to the sports book. It's one of the many reasons they come to the sports book here at Borgata. Talk about the weekend footballs, Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard, and I heard on the intro about the idiots that traded away their entire draft for Ricky Williams. And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that the Chicago Bears and Mike Ditka that did
that? Was Mike
like
Ditka.
That?
Yes, it
exactly.
was. You I know was what, Ricky Vegas. Williams, you know what's amazing? What? Ricky Williams wasn't even the best back in the draft.
No, he
it
wasn't.
It was
no.
Edgerrin James
yeah,
was the best
exactly
back.
Exactly right. I asked Mike Ditka at a seminar in Vegas why he did that, and he just gave a BS kind of an answer, and afterwards he looked at me with like a cold stare and said, what the F did you do? What did you put me in a spot for like that?
Well, that's all right. That's what he was there for. All
that's
right.
Exactly
hey,
right.
I will say this. I want to see how James Franklin, who I think is such a fraud as a head coach, he tries to cover each week, and I believe it's for the alumni. I want to see him cover 48.5 today. he's really going to have to run up the score against Kent State. Right, I just had to get that in. All right, who do you like today in college football?
I'm going to take a look at a couple of what I think are live home dogs on the college football card today. Taking really good points on really strong fields. The first is going to be Oklahoma taking 7 against Tennessee. The number's there because of the start that Tennessee has gotten off to. They beat 3 cupcakes, scored 70 points last week. But if you look at Oklahoma, they're 53-5 in their last 58 home games with only one loss by more than 7 points. And I don't think they'll make that 2 losses in this game here today in the strong home field. 6-1 to the spread as a conference home dog. I think Oklahoma upsets Tennessee today.
All right. Who else do you like?
The other guy is going to be BYU. They're taking 7 also at home against Kansas State. And you get the same similar situation with BYU. They're 24-5 their last 29 home games, only 3 losses by more than 7. A lot of this BYU football program really protects their turf. And you're talking about a Kansas State football team who made a dramatic turnaround under Chris Klieman, but he does all his winning, all his money-making at home, and he struggles on the road. And I think he'll do just that in the altitude at BYU. I like the Cougars plus the 7 as well.
I don't want to even get into Baylor, Colorado, because I can't stand Colorado, all that. And all he does is try to help his kid and get to be a high pick. But I'm going to tell you this, Mark. I think Temple actually has a better chance to win. If I'm taking Temple, I am sick, but I'm sick today.
You know, I'm something sick. When I'm looking at games, and the first thing I'm doing is I'm looking to see who would be the right side in this game and then go make a case for them. I looked at this Temple football game, and I put Temple in as the right side of the football game.
Yeah.
Not that they're going to win the game, they're talented or anything like that. It's more of a situational thing with Utah State coming from the mountains out west into Temple out east. It's a real bad scheduling spot, and Temple just might get them to play down to their level.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
Pros, I'm going to look at two dogs, that I think are going to win football games, and you know, one of them I think is the better team. Taking a look at Minnesota plus the two against Houston, who I think Minnesota is the better team. The whole world's been on Houston since all of what happened last year with C.J. Stroud. They've won both of their football games. They've yet to cover the spread in either of their two football games. And what that is that's saying that they're not playing up to Vegas expectations. And I think they get caught here with this Brian Flores defense at Minnesota, which has been crippling so far this football season here. And if you look at what Houston does, before a division home game, they're 1-7 to the spread, and Minnesota's won the money all five times in a row in the series here. I think Minnesota upends Houston.
Yeah, all right, who else do you like?
The guy is going to be a little bit more difficult to like, but I like the Miami Dolphins against Seattle on Sunday.
Wow.
This is really a rally around the quarterback situational play. When the starting quarterback goes down, the backup comes in the first game immediately. The players all rally around that backup quarterback. And to a man, this team really, really likes Skylar Thompson. They admire him. I look for them to play a real hard game against Seattle, who I think is a little bit of a fraud to start the football season here. And Miami, by the way, Howard, is one of only three teams in the National Football League this year that rank in the top 10, both offensively and defensively. It's the defense that will win the game for the Dolphins. I like Miami to upend Seattle as well.
Wow. You know what? There's kind of some interesting games. I don't know if Love's going to play for the Packers. It really makes it tough, but the fact that Tennessee's favored kind of tells me I think Tennessee might be the side. Agree or disagree?
Well, it's sort of strange to see that because you're looking at a Tennessee team that appears to be struggling. When I say appears, that's the key word because they're 0-2, but they've won the yards in both of their football games, so they're playing a lot better than their record indicates. And I agree with you. I think Tennessee, the favorite in the football game, is the right side.
All right, let's take a look at the Eagles. It's hard to figure this team out right now, but who do you like?
You know what's amazing is this game has gone from a 2.5 favorite to 2.5 favorite both ways throughout the week here. And a lot of money came on both sides of the game. When we put our newsletter out this week on Sunday night, when we did it, New Orleans was a 2.5-point dog. Now it's not the case. It's a real, real tough game for me because had New Orleans stayed the dog in the contest here, I would like them for the situation, the fact that they've got a good running game in Philadelphia's rush defense. I don't have to remind you, I'll tell you how bad it is. But I also look at the Philadelphia Eagle football team that's wounded right now and bruised. I think, Howard, this is the toughest game to handicap because you can make cases for both sides. I don't want to beg out of who I like in the game. It's just that I won't be surprised if either team wins this game.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I think Atlanta, the line's jumping out at me. It looks too easy to take the Chiefs. But I kind of like Atlanta on Sunday night based on the line. It looks too easy.
Well, the line is there for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's Kansas City's first road game. They've opened up at home against two opponents and done the typical Andy Reid thing. They win the games but get outstatted or out-yarded in the contest.
Uh-huh.
It's exactly what's happened here. And I think this Minnesota football team under Kirk Cousins has a whole new demeanor about them. We saw that last week in that comeback against the Eagles, how coolly and calmly he directed this team down the field. I think Atlanta is the right side in this football game, and I think they'll hand Kansas City their first loss Sunday night.
All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the Internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, Howard, thanks a lot. Be well and enjoy the games. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Enjoy my trip to New Orleans, too. All right, we got to come up with the worst contract, and we probably missed a few. I know we missed a few. And I can't believe nobody said Nnamdi Asamoah, whatever the hell you pronounce his name. All right, Dan Wilson's back at the studio. All right, Dan, who did you come up with?
Yeah, there are a number of good ones. Ilya Brizgalov, right there at the end, was certainly a good candidate. But I'm going to go with Tobias Harris. It was given a five-year contract, way overpaid. They tried to make up for the fact they didn't sign Jimmy Butler. So that's going to go to Steve in Cherry Hill. He is our winner this morning.
Okay. All right. Thanks, and thanks for everybody that participated. I mean, there are so many bad. Daryl Morey actually fits into that, but I guess it's really hard to go after an executive. But how about Byron Maxwell? Byron Maxwell, nobody said either. That was a good one too. But nonetheless, all right. If anybody missed any part of this fine program, whether you live in Philadelphia or you're outside Philadelphia, even if you're 2 feet across the street being outside Philadelphia, we will. I will put up the podcast on Twitter and Facebook. Chuck outdid himself with being an idiot today. Just absolutely, totally outdid himself. And we all know that stadium, it's an arena, will be a disaster and not wanted by the fans, of Philadelphia. And we all know, and I think most people expressed it that way today. All right, Dan Wilson back at the studio here at the Borgata. Caleb Fleeger, got that. I always hesitate mentioning Caleb's last name. And Justin D'Orazio helping out, making sure everything is perfect here at the Borgata. And thanks to the Borgata, because they are always great to us. Everybody have a great weekend. Phillies baseball today at 4 o'clock. Now, this is important, winning the division if they win today. And Eagles football tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Pre-game show, obviously, earlier than that. And we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting Brandon Graham show on Monday night. And, again, thanks to Steve. He wins the $50 gift certificate to Chickies and Pete's. Pete, hope to see you maybe one of these days to come out to the Brandon Graham show or any of the Chickies and Pete's locations. Everybody have a great day. The time now is 9:54.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.